This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News for Sunday, November 23rd, 2014. Go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you may hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, Facebook posts, magazines, newspapers, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Ariel Zangla in the Daily Freeman reports that Greene County property owners can expect rebates from New York State next year because the 2015 county tax levy increase fell within the state tax limit, according to County Administrator Sean Groden. The amount of the rebates are unknown. On November 19th, the county legislature adopted a $105,270,134 budget, with Catskill legislator Vincent Seeley voting against the spending plan. The adopted budget includes a 2.16% spending increase, with $23,221,839 to be raised through property taxes, an increase of $795,811, or 3.55%, over the current tax levy of $22,426,028. Greene County estimates $28 million in sales tax revenues in 2015, a $1.4 million increase over what is expected this year. Groden said the county will cut spending if sales tax revenues fall, possibly through layoffs. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Sibin Barton in the Register Star reports that the Conic Hills Board of Education on November 19th voted to improve the current radio system used by the Transportation Department buses. The board will spend $6,000 on new circuit boards for each bus that automatically switch frequencies to find the strongest signal, Transportation Supervisor Rick Vibrock said. Ever since the Federal Communications Commission mandated that the Conic Hills transportation radio system transition to a narrower bandwidth in January 2013, radio reception has not been ideal. Quote, because of the change, our radio service was cut back quite a bit, unquote, Vibrick told the paper November 21st, saying it left half of the district's 200 square miles without service. Quote, we've had minor issues trying to locate children who may have gotten on the wrong bus, and we have been unable to reach certain bus drivers, unquote. Occasionally, bus drivers pull off to the side of the road to use their cell phones, said Doris Diamond, a district driver of 7 years. Quote, I like to joke to Rick that I can roll my window down and shout to him when I'm parked right in front of the school, unquote, she said, but he can't hear me on the radio, unquote. The reprogramming is scheduled to begin December 23rd after classes and is expected to be completed when students return January 5th. Read the full story in the Register Star. National Weather Service in Albany predicts a slight chance of rain Sunday before 9 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 51. Rain may begin after 1 a.m. Sunday night with a low around 36. Monday, rain is likely mainly before 1 p.m., mostly cloudy otherwise with a high near 61 and a low around 35. Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 44. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.